experiences of the 17th century, carrying intellectual and libertarian traditions through the 18th century, forming their own traditions of mutuality in the friendly society and trades club, these men did not pass in one generation from the peasantry to the new industrial town. They suffered the experience of the Industrial Revolution as articulate, free-born Englishmen. Those who were sent to jail might know the Bible better than those on the bench. And those who were sent to Van Diemen's Land might ask their relatives to send Cobbett's Register after them. This was, perhaps, the most distinguished popular culture England has known. It contained a massive diversity of skills of the workers in metal, wood, textiles, and ceramics, without whose inherited mysteries and superb ingenuity with primitive tools, the inventions of the Industrial Revolution could have got no further than the drawing board. From this culture of the craftsman and the self-taught, then came scores of inventors, organisers, journalists, and political theorists of impressive quality. During all this time, they were, as a class, repressed and segregated in their own communities. But what the counter-revolution sought to repress grew only more determined in the quasi-legal institutions of the underground. Whenever the pressure of the rulers relaxed, men came from the petty workshops or the weavers' hamlets and asserted new claims. They were told that they had no rights, but they knew that they were born free. The yeomen rode down their meeting, and the right of public meeting was gained. The pamphleteers were jailed, and from the jails they edited pamphlets. The trade unionists were imprisoned, and they were attended to prison by procession with bands and union bands. Segregated in this way, their institutions acquired peculiar toughness and resilience. Class also acquired a peculiar resonance in English life. Everything from their schools to their shops, their chapels to their amusements was turned into a battleground of class. The marks of this remain, but by the outsider they are not always understood. If we have in our social life little of the tradition of egalité, yet the class consciousness of the working man has left little in it of deference. Orphans we are, and bastards of society, wrote James Morrison in 1834. The tone is not one of resignation, but of pride.
Thank you so much for coming.